The Catawba Indian Nation and the Rock Hill School District are wrangling over a $4.5 million debt the tribe owes the school system that dates back to 1993. Catawba leaders say they don't have the money, so school officials may seize property they own off the reservation as compensation. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Catawba Chief Bill Harris checks in on the setup for an economic development meeting in the auditorium of the tribe's government building.
This is where the tribe meets to conduct tribal business.
Sure to be on the minds of the leadership is the debt the tribe owes Rock Hill Schools.
They're entitled to something, but they're not entitled to 4.5. I mean, for $4.5 million, we could build our own school.
The debt stems from past fees the tribe was charged for Catawba students who lived on the reservation and attended Rock Hill Schools.
Did it truly cost you $4.5 million to educate those children? I understand that the schools need money, but to tax us unfairly to educate our citizens and thereby also citizens of the state, it's an inequitable tax.
The debt goes back to a 1993 agreement between the tribe and federal and state governments to settle their attempts to reclaim some of the 144,000 acres of land they once owned. The Catawba signed a written agreement that gave them $50 million and 1,000 acres. The land was put in federal trust and is not taxable. So the agreement stipulated that since the tribe would not have to pay property taxes, Catawba students who attended Rock Hill Schools would be charged the same fees that out-of-district students paid.
We balked at that, and then the federal representative stand up and said, don't worry about that. There's something called impact aid that is available to Indian Country that will cover that, and the tribe will not be held accountable for it.
So they had an unwritten agreement on that aspect, but there was a problem. Only about 150 Catawba students attended Rock Hill Schools. For that aid to kick in, 400 or 3% of the district student population had to be Catawba, says Carol Hyam. She lectures at UNC Charlotte on Native American policy.
90% of Native children attend public schools and received impact aid from the federal government. This is probably the only case that I know of where the Native students are such a minority and they fall below that impact fee. This is just an odd case.
The Catawbas say they don't have the money. Jim Vining, chair of the Rock Hill Board of Education, sympathizes with them but says
they have an obligation to pay some money based on a settlement that they reached with the state of South Carolina and the federal government. And when the agreement was made, the tribe was left with two options. They could do their own schools, or they could pay for those services with the school district. And so that was part of the agreement that they agreed to.
The Catawbas challenged the school fees in court twice and lost both times. They paid the district $400,000 in the first case. The current debt from the second ruling was $2.5 million, but with court-ordered interest tacked on, the debt ballooned to $4.5 million. Since 2006, the district stopped depending on property taxes for its operating budget, so no new fees are incurring. In any event, the court gave the Catawbas 10 years to pay off the debt, and that statute of limitation expires in May. The school district has already filed liens against 23 acres of undeveloped land that the Catawbas own off the reservation. Now the system is threatening to take that land. Vining says it's do that or get nothing.
Once this happens, I think we would be okay with dropping it because we don't see them being financially able to provide the full amount anytime soon. And so we basically understand we will not collect the full amount.
Some wonder why the tribe does not pay off the debt with some of the $50 million that was part of the 1993 agreement. Chief Harris says a lot of that money was used for needed construction on the reservation and to pay for social services for the tribe's 3,000 members. Plus, Hyam points out that the Catawbas did not get that money in a lump sum and it came with restrictions.
It often sounds like these groups have a lot of money, but it's all earmarked for something. Some of that may be already taken by the BIA to pay for other fees. It may be used for past lawsuits. all of these tribal nations have long histories with the federal and state governments where there are past debts and other money. So they never get $50 million outright. They always get $50 million with a but after it.
The tribe has a two-year-old bingo operation in Rock Hill, but Harris says it hasn't competed well against the state's lottery and has lost close to $1 million.
The tribe has not had any economic development to cover that debt.
For such a large debt, the two sides seem cordial. They serve on boards together, and district officials say they have patiently given the tribe nearly 10 years to figure out a way to pay the money. But Harris says if the school district takes their land now, there will be long-term negative consequences for the tribe.
Anytime you have land, any developer will tell you, you know, you now have money in the bank. So if there was an opportunity that came available, either to do something on those lands or to actually sell those lands for an economic opportunity, then if the school district takes those, then they just took the seed money.
The attorneys for both sides are still trying to work out a deal. Neither side is saying if they think a settlement is possible, but as long as they're talking, there's hope. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.